You are tuned in to Awaken Radio with Connie Chapman. To listen to more episodes, go to conniechapman.com or subscribe on iTunes. Hey everyone, and welcome into this episode today. It is so nice to be back here with you again on the podcast. Today I want to bring you a conversation around something that I shared on Instagram a few days ago. I wrote a post about the importance of moving at the true pace of your body. And this post was about how learning how to live from your feminine is an invitation into learning how to move at the true pace of your body. And so I want to talk about this idea of slowing down out of the pace of the mind and learning how to reconnect with the true pace of our bodies, with our body wisdom, and with our feminine energy, which we really find through reconnecting with our body. And this is so incredibly important. This idea of slowing down is not a luxury. It's not just something that sounds good or is this cute quotable on Instagram. It's a necessity for women because it's incredibly difficult for a woman to maintain embodiment, so a connection with her body and herself. It's difficult for a woman to live from her deeper inner wisdom, to trust her body's guidance and her body's pace, and to live from her feminine if she's rushing, if she's forcing and pushing and moving so much faster than what she truly has capacity for. And so slowing down, not just, you know, slowing down and resting more and being more, but truly slowing down to start to feel our bodies and feel the pace and speed at which our body can move at, feel its capacity, its range, what it can hold, and really where our energy is at in each moment is a really important practice for women. So I'm going to talk more about it with you today and help you understand it and offer you a few starting points around this today. Before I get into everything I want to share with you, I have two really exciting announcements. The first is that I've just closed off pre-sale enrollment for Divine Femme, which is my 6-month feminine healing and embodiment program. We've just brought in a beautiful new group of women during pre-sale, which I'm so excited about. And now I'm opening up public enrollments. So enrollments are open for the next 2 weeks until the 28th of April. And this is your invitation to come and join us in Divine Femme if you've been hearing me talk about this program and you've been feeling the pull to walk this journey. Divine Femme is not just about reconnecting with your feminine energy. This is a deep embodied journey of transformation for you as a woman. This is about becoming the version of yourself that you truly desire to be. It is about unlearning and healing and unraveling all of the patterns that keep you depleted, diminished, disempowered, and small. It's about returning to your radiance, your aliveness, to your nourishment, your magnetism, your power, reconnecting with your womb, your heart, your pleasure, your sensuality, and your divine feminine energy. It's about learning how to truly thrive as a woman in this world where you've got all these things to show up for, but you want to feel taken care of, embodied, nourished, in alignment, in flow. You want to be able to be your true, authentic self. You want to feel free from all the things that are holding you back. So we walk a really powerful journey of transformation through Divine Femme, and we do it through the lens of feminine healing and feminine embodiment and awakening your feminine power. So if you feel drawn to walk this journey, come to conniechapman.com/divinefemme or go down to the show notes to find the link. You have until the 28th to join us for this round. I am adding in 6 live embodiment calls to this round. So this is going to be really juicy, really powerful, really activating for you. And I would love to share it with you. So come and learn more if you would like to join us in that journey. And then the second announcement is that I have a brand new free training coming up. I love getting to host free trainings for you to go really deep, to bring together a community and teach you some really powerful concepts. So on Wednesday, the 24th of April, I'm hosting a training called Reclaim Your Feminine. And this is going to be a powerful 90-minute masterclass. You're going to really learn how to reconnect with your feminine energy, break free from burnout, overachieving, people-pleasing, perfectionism, right? All these patterns that deplete us as women, and really start to learn how to experience deeper levels of ease and flow and aliveness and pleasure and radiance and magnetism in your body, right? When you start to carry this energy inside of you and you move from this space in your life, your whole life shifts. Your relationships shift. Your business, your career shifts, your relationship to money, your health, everything changes. So if you would love to come along to this free masterclass, go down to the show notes, find the link to Reclaim Your Feminine free training, and I would love to see you in there. This will give you a beautiful taste of the work we do in Divine Femme if you're interested in that program, or it's just a beautiful opportunity for you to come and dive deeper with me and learn a lot more about the work I do and reconnecting with your feminine. So I would love to see you in there. Go down to the show notes for all those links and come and join us in all the exciting things that are coming up. Okay, so let's dive into this conversation that I want to bring you today around slowing down, reconnecting with your body, learning how to move at your body's true pace. So as I was saying at the beginning, one of the biggest invitations on the path of feminine living is learning how to slow down to the true pace of your body. And the true pace of your body is a pace. It's a pace you move at. It's a pace you live from. It's a way that you operate that allows you to maintain a deep connection with your body while you're doing what you're doing. It is a pace that allows you to feel relaxed and in your body, inhabiting your body as you're moving about your day. Your true pace is a pace that honors the capacity, the needs, the desires, the cycles, the seasons, and the wisdom of your body in every single moment. And this has been one of my biggest learnings since I've really started to go deeper into reconnecting with my feminine energy. What I've come to realize is that most of us, and this was the case for me, we are not moving at the true pace of our body. We're moving at the pace and speed of our mind. And the mind moves a lot faster than the body. And when we are moving at the pace and speed of our mind, our thinking and all our planning and our ideas and our goals and all the things we want to achieve and all of the conditioning around who we need to be and what we need to keep up with, this will leave us rushing, pushing, forcing our body beyond what it actually has capacity for. And most of us are pushing our body beyond what it has capacity for, beyond what it has energy for, beyond what it can show up for. And we're even overriding when there's inner guidance that's saying, no, I don't want to do this. No, I want to put in a boundary here. I want to speak up and say something about this. And we're continually overriding the body from the mind and pushing our body and our feminine life force into places that aren't actually truly serving us because we're so stuck in the mind and operating from our mind's conditioning rather than our body's wisdom and guidance. And so learning to move at our true pace really asks for this unraveling, a big unraveling of all of the linear, outcome-driven ways of being that are based on our masculine conditioning, based on all of this conditioning we've picked up. It's very masculine in our society around get from A to B as fast as possible. And that there's so much to think about and so much to do. We have to rush and get to our outcomes as fast as possible and really function under so much stress. Like our bodies are under so much stress all the time in this modern day life that we're living. And what this really asks for when we learn to start to slow down to the true pace of our bodies, it invites us into a reconnection with the cyclical and seasonal wisdom of our body, of our feminine body. And it asks us, it invites us to stop overfunctioning, to break our patterns of overfunctioning, overgiving, overdoing, over-efforting, overachieving. Yeah, putting so much on our plates, overwhelming ourselves. It asks us to stop overfunctioning and stop extracting from our body, extracting from our feminine life force in the pursuit of achievement. Right? In the pursuit of achievement, we are really extracting from our sacred feminine energy and our bodies, pushing it into all these places so that we can get our outcomes. And this invites us to get really honest about all the ways that we push and force and rush ourselves out of fear. If we're really honest, there is very often fear that is the driver, fear of falling behind, fear of not being good enough, fear of what someone else is going to think, fear of failing, fear of not being perfect, fear of disappointing someone. It's very often fear. So something that I've noticed when I've reflected on what it feels like in my body, when I'm moving at the pace of my body versus when I'm moving at the pace of my mind. Like I was saying at the start, when we move at the pace of our body, we're really able to maintain a connection with our body. We're really able to feel relaxed and at ease and soft in our body. We're able to be aware of our body while we're doing what we're doing. And so if you ever find yourself disconnecting from your body while you're doing something, you are likely moving too fast. If you find that your breathing becomes shallow, your body becomes tense, and you actually feel a little numb, like you're not even really feeling your body in that moment, you are likely moving too fast. If you tend to notice you are always burnt out, always depleted, exhausted, running on empty, overwhelmed, under-resourced, you are likely moving too fast. If you tend to find yourself taking action from a stress response, from fight or flight, you are likely moving too fast. And when I say too fast, I mean you're likely moving from the pace and speed of your mind rather than the true pace and speed and capacity of your body. And here's one of the reasons why this is so damaging to us and to our nervous systems. What we need to realize is that a lot of us do have unprocessed and unresolved trauma in our nervous systems. And what really creates trauma is a moment in our life where something was too much, it happened too fast or too soon, there was an overwhelm to our system, and we couldn't process what was happening. We couldn't regulate ourselves inside of what was happening. We couldn't be with and meet what was happening inside our bodies, the level of sensation, the level of energy, the level of emotion. And so we went into a stress response, a coping mechanism, and we might have gone into fight or flight or freeze or fawn, and we likely disconnected from our body because it was too much. We didn't know how to be with what was happening, so we kind of ejected. Now, a lot of us are still actually running off that unprocessed trauma in our nervous systems. And what we need to realize is that every time we put ourselves back in this situation where we overwhelm ourselves, we rush ourselves, we push ourselves, we force ourselves to do something that is feeling too much, too big, too overwhelming, to say yes to something that we don't have capacity for, to keep showing up at the computer when our nervous system is maxed out, to keep saying yes when we're exhausted. Anytime we're putting ourselves back in that situation where something feels too much, too fast, too soon, too overwhelming, we can't be present with it, and our only option is to leave our body, we are re-ingraining our own trauma. We are re-traumatizing ourselves. We are leaving ourselves constantly dysregulated. and we're not creating any space and room for us to actually heal our nervous systems and learn how to re-regulate ourselves because we're constantly maxed out. And I get it, it's challenging. Like our world, our society, our life praises busyness. It praises us for how much we do, for how much we achieve, for how busy we are, for how much we're taking on. Again, this is kind of the masculine society that we're living in that's really celebrates that energy. But for most women, for women's bodies, for women's nervous systems, and for their feminine energy, this simply does not work. And this is why we have so many women really struggling, really feeling very overwhelmed, really constantly feeling dysregulated, completely unable to be in their bodies, completely unable to deal with the mountain of things that are in front of them. So every time we're putting ourselves back in this situation of rushing, pushing, forcing, maxing ourselves out, overwhelming ourselves, not listening when the body says, I'm at capacity. I can't stay present to what's happening in my body right now. I'm overwhelmed. Every time we're not listening, we are just creating more and more dysregulation inside of us. Because really what we need to do in those moments is listen to what's going on and be like, wow, I'm overwhelmed. Wow, I'm exhausted. Wow, I'm at capacity. Wow, I can't even feel my body right now. Wow, I'm barely breathing. And what we actually need to do, this is the path of the feminine, is go and take care of the body. Go and tend to the nervous system. Go and work through the energy. Go and meet the triggers. Go and alchemize and feel and meet what is going on. And when we go and take care of our body, our energy, our nervous system, we go and give ourselves what we need, we're breaking the cycle. We're healing. We're learning how to come out of the stress response and back into regulation. We're expanding our capacity because we're supporting ourselves inside of what we're feeling. We're taking care of our feminine body. Yeah, we're loving and supporting ourselves. And this is what needs to happen to start to break these cycles, like this treadmill that so many of us are on, just running through our lives, right? So it is not until you can really drop down to the true pace of your body that you can access your feminine energy, because being able to slow down and feel your body is what will allow you to be able to relax and soften and open and unravel and feel and slow down and finally rest and finally get back in tune with yourself. But the truth is for most of us that if we actually did slow down to the true pace of our body and our feminine, we would be moving so much slower than we currently are. And for most of us, that's really scary to admit. That really invites us to face our fear around slowing down. That really invites us to sit with all of the things we are so afraid will happen if we actually start moving at our true pace. I've had to really face that in my business. At times, it's really meant for me pushing back deadlines, saying no to things, to clients, to financial opportunities, not pushing myself to show up as intensely in a launch and really just post content when I have capacity for it. It's meant a lot more rest. It's meant a lot more self-nourishment. It's been uncomfortable. But if you are a woman who's devoted to healing her nervous system, to feeling nourished and alive and vibrant, to living in connection with your feminine energy, you get to a point where you're just like, what are all these outcomes I'm chasing? What is really the point of this if I just constantly feel stressed and exhausted? And what if I started to focus on not how does my life look, but how does my life feel? Does my life feel how I want it to feel? Do I feel how I want to feel each day in my body, in myself? Am I the version of myself that I want to be for the people in my life? Now that's going to ask for a reorientation of what's driving you. And very often when we shift out of mind-based living and into feminine-driven living, and we move out of living from the mind and living from the body, there's a little reorientation here of what is most important to us. And I believe you absolutely can still achieve all the things you want to achieve. I mean, I'm running a really successful business, but I am really learning how to do this at the true pace and capacity of my body. Yeah, which means saying no, it means boundaries, it means discernment, it means deeply listening to my body, it means deeply supporting myself, and it means letting go of the parts of my ego that need to appear perfect and like I have it all together and all the expectations I have around how I need to show up, and really learning how to trust my body. There's a real invitation to start to learn how to trust our bodies. So really one of these first steps is to recognize how deeply we're continuing to push ourselves beyond our true capacity. And so I want to invite you right now, just close your eyes, just take a breath, just feel your body. And see if you can just feel the true pace and capacity of your body in this moment. Maybe the mind is saying, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. You're behind on this. That person needs to hear from you. That person's waiting for that. You're behind on this deadline. You have so much to do. You've got to call that person. Maybe the mind's like that. And when you hear the mind, you go, I need to rush. I need to move faster. But take a breath into your body. And can you feel what your body really needs? Can you feel where your body's at? Can you feel the actual pace it's wanting and needing to move at? Can you feel what you actually have capacity to show up for in this moment? Yeah, it's probably one thing at a time, not a million things in one moment. And so this is really the starting point to begin to live a more body-led life, to live more guided by your body, more guided by your feminine. And does this mean that you'll end up doing nothing? This is people's biggest fear. If I start to listen to my body, if I start to listen to my feminine, I won't do anything. I'm just going to sit around and lay on the couch all day. Not at all. All this means is you're going to start to learn how to work within your true range, within your true nervous system capacity. You're going to start to learn how to honor your body's true pace, and create and work from a space of fullness and overflow rather than depletion. And so this is the invitation of feminine living. It really asks you to get honest about all the ways you're still functioning from push and force and fear rather than trusting your feminine body's capacity and the creative impulses that move through you, the true desires and inspirations around the places you actually do want to put your energy, rather than all the places you're telling yourself you need to and you have to and you should. And so this is the reconnection with the body, being body-led rather than being mind-led, finding the true speed of your body, slowing down and starting to get back into connection with your body's communication. It's communicating to you through your needs, your emotions, your feelings, your desires, your sensations, your cycle. Right? We want to start to listen to the body's communication because that's how we start to be more body-led. And when we start to come back to the body, we can actually finally start to feel our true pace. So here are some examples. I want to just share this with you of subtle ways that we override our bodies. This is what it looks like when we move too fast, or when we deny what our body's needing, and see if you relate to any of these. A lot of these have been pulled from my own experience. I relate to all of these, right? And I've had to unlearn them. So for example, you might feel an emotion rise in your body and that emotion is asking to be felt, but instead you push it down. You suppress it. You eat over it. You distract yourself from it. You scroll over it. You work over it. You think over it. You might find yourself feeling something in your body that feels like a contraction or a no or a closure. Like your body's saying, this doesn't feel good. I don't want to put my energy here. This is a no. but then you still force yourself to say yes. You override that body wisdom. You force yourself to show up in a situation despite that. We override our body when we say, it's fine, when we're not fine. When we say, it's okay, when we're not okay. When we say, don't worry, it's nothing, when it's not nothing. We override our body, we move too fast when we are feeling stress and anxiety in our body. We're feeling dysregulated. And instead of taking care of that energy, we just run off it. We start working, we start achieving, we start being reactive, and we're just running off this like adrenaline, these stress hormones, rather than going to take care of our nervous system. We override our body when we're feeling tired. We can feel in our body we're low energy, and rather than going to take a break, take a nap, rest, refuel our body in a healthy way, we just go grab a cup of coffee, get a sugar fix, fuel ourselves with stimulants, and just keep going. We override our body when we're on our menstrual cycle. We're bleeding, we're cramping, we're in pains, we're shedding, right? And then rather than allowing ourselves time to rest and honor what's happening in our body, we just go take some painkillers, put in a tampon, and get on with our day like nothing's happening. We just try to show up completely normal, like we're not even bleeding. We override our body and our true pace and our body's guidance when we feel the need for a boundary. Our body says, I need to put in a boundary here. But we override it out of fear of someone else's reaction. We override our body when we are forcing ourselves to eat a light, calorie-restricted diet. These rules of how we should eat, when actually our body's asking for something completely different. It's asking for something nourishing, maybe more protein-rich, more fatty even, more grounding. That's what it's asking for. We override our body when we hold in a truth. There's a truth we want to speak. There's something we feel. There's something we want to say. But we don't say it out of fear of creating conflict. We override our bodies when we push ourselves to work out the way we think we should. Do the same workout every day. Even when our body is craving something different, it's saying, I just want to walk today. I want to do some yoga. Maybe I want some rest. Maybe I just want to do a mat Pilates class. And your mind is like, no, you need to go sweat at the gym today. Right? These are all examples of where we're overriding the guidance of our body, the pace of our body, the needs of our body. We're doing it all the time. And so this is the shift. If we want to start to open more deeply to living from our feminine, to living in a way that's nourishing, sustainable, nurturing, regulating, supportive, allows us to be a relaxed, nourished, alive, radiant, magnetic woman, break out of endless cycles of stress and depletion and overwhelm and burnout, we need to start to become more body-led rather than mind-led. And this starts with building trust. It takes time to build trust in the guidance and the feelings and the messages and the wisdom and the desires of your body. It requires a reconnection with the body, because for as long as we're living disconnected from our body, we will just continue to override our body's response because we can't even feel it. We're so stuck in our heads that we'll just live from our mind rather than our bodies. And so the path of feminine living, and this is such a huge part of what I teach, is a re-devotion to the body. It's a devotion to feeling what comes up in our body. It's a devotion to listening to the truth of our body. It's a devotion to following the guidance of our body. And it's a devotion to trusting the truth of our bodies. So just to offer you a few simple starting points, my love, of what will help you with working on this, right? Some places I would invite you to begin. These are simple ways to be more body-led, simple ways to learn how to find the true pace of your body and to live from your feminine and to learn how to slow down, right? So the first is to start to work with embodiment practices to build a deeper connection with your body. Embodiment practices are my favorite things to work with. I'm so passionate about them. I teach you so many of them in Divine Femme. They are like daily rituals and anchor points that we use to come back to our feminine energy and our body and ourselves. Embodiment practices, whether it's a movement practice, a breath practice, a meditation, an alchemy practice, something that activates certain energy centers in your body, like your womb or your heart, these help you build a deeper connection with your body. They bring you out of the head and they bring you into your body. So starting to work with embodiment practices, starting to have ways that you connect with your body every day, that you get out of your mind and into your body, is incredibly important. This would be, I'd say, one of the absolute starting points. Because if there's nowhere in your day that you are connecting with your body and yourself, you will have no even reference point of what it feels to be connected to your body. You won't be able to hear your body's guidance at all because there's no relationship there with that part of yourself. For as long as we're operating solely from the mind, we'll just be stuck in the mind. So embodiment practices are incredible. Another practice would be to check in on yourself and your body throughout the day. I do this all the time. Just a little moment where I close my eyes, I take a breath, and I ask myself, what's happening in my body right now? What am I feeling? What's alive? What sensations can I feel? Where is my awareness? Is it in my head or in my body? Can I feel what's happening in my body? Where is my breath? Is it shallow? Is it deep? Right? Just these regular little check-ins where we're checking in on what's actually happening for our body is incredibly important. Really supportive way to build a deeper relationship with the body. Another practice would be when it comes to making certain decisions, choices, commitments, things you'll give your energy to, things you'll put in your calendar, things you'll say yes or no to. Things you're going to eat, things you're going to wear, people you're going to spend time with. Any decision, choice, commitment. Can you let that be body-led rather than mind-led? So can you take a moment, again, close your eyes, take a breath. Breathe into the body, drop into the body and ask your body. Feel for your inner yes and no. Feel for what your body's saying around it. Feel for whether your body opens or contracts. Feel for whether your body pulls you towards it or pulls you away. Invite in your deeper truth, your body wisdom, around the decisions that you're making rather than just making them from your mind. Another practice would be to give yourself space to feel. When an emotion comes up, when a trigger comes up, when something activates you, allow yourself to feel your emotions. Just watch if you automatically try to eat over them, suppress them, avoid them, deny them, and see again if you can do that practice of taking a breath and noticing what's coming up. What am I feeling? What emotion is here? Why is this emotion here? Right? We're building communication with the body. Another practice would be to learn how to start to move a little slower. So the slower that you move, the more you can feel. The slower that you move, the more you'll be able to drop into your body. The more that you rush and speed up, the more likely you are to have to come out of the body and up into the head to try to keep up with the speed the mind is asking you to move at. And the more you'll have to push your body and really rush it. So if you want to work with this idea of slowing down a little, just see if you can find moments to slow down, to take 5 deep, slow breaths, to move a little slower, walk a little slower, to speak a little slower, to breathe a little slower. If there's something you're doing, like making a meal, making a cup of tea, getting ready for your day, can you do that a little more slowly? And this may not feel possible in every moment, but see if you can find moments where you can do that and even work with this mantra, slow down. It's okay, just slow down. Even just setting that as an intention is supportive. Another practice is getting really honest around what's actually going on for you rather than masking it from the mind. So if something comes up in a conversation with someone, if there's something that you're feeling, if there's something you're needing, if there's something you want to express, take a moment again to tune into yourself and listen to what that is. Actually listen, what's my truth in this moment? What am I wanting to say? What am I feeling about this? Is there something I'm wanting to express? Is there something I'm wanting to ask for? We need to start to advocate for our body's truth and needs and desires rather than constantly suppressing them, gaslighting ourselves, and suppressing our truth in order to keep other people happy. Notice sensations in your body. You know, the felt sense is such a beautiful way to connect with the body. So this ties into what I was saying before, but if you're checking in on your body, notice what sensations are alive. Is there tightness in your jaw? Is there heaviness in your shoulders? Is there a contraction in your chest? Is there butterflies in your stomach? Is there tingly energy through your hands? When you tune into the sensations of the body, you get really reconnected to the raw visceral experience of your body. It's one of the best ways to reconnect with your body is to tune into the sensations that are alive. This is like a felt sense practice. We do a lot of this in Divine Femme. Another practice is to notice moments where you are overriding. You know, I do this at all the times through the day. If I'm writing an email, if I am responding to something, if I'm working on a project, I will notice when I feel myself rushing, pushing, forcing, being in my head and not feeling what's happening in my body. And again, it's my moment. I say, Connie, stop. I lean back into my chair. I let my shoulders fall back. I close my eyes, put my hands on my body, and I just breathe. And I'm like, and it's just a reminder, just move at the pace of your body. Just feel how slow you need to go to be able to feel relaxed in your body while you're writing this email, while you're working on this thing. And it's just that reminder to come back to your breath, to just feel, to just drop back into the moment. And another beautiful one, you know, this is something I actually like to do as well, is I just ask myself through the day, if I was truly listening to my body right now, what would I do? This often happens to me if I'm working, for example, and I'm getting tired and I can feel the mind saying, keep going, keep going, keep going. And I'll ask myself, okay, if I was really listening to my body right now, what would I do? And I'll tune in and I'll ask and I'll be like, wow, my body's actually saying it wants to have a bath. It wants to have a bath. This happens to me often. And I'm like, okay, well, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I've got a whole list of things that need to get done by the end of the day. I can't really go have a bath right now. But again, I sit with it and you'll have to work with this in your own life around what's realistic for you, right? But I sit with it and I'm like, okay, could I actually take an hour for a bath right now? And I'm like, okay, it would mean pushing back a few things, but yeah, I can really feel that's what my body's asking for. And what I find incredibly amazing is that when I go and meet the needs of my body, the amount of energy I then have to bring to what I'm doing is completely different. When we actually can listen to our bodies and what we're truly needing and what our feminine is asking for, and we go and take care of that, we go and meet that need, like this requires trust, we actually like replenish the energy reserves in our body. We fill up our beautiful life force. It's like having a river bank. You know, I often describe the feminine as the river, as the water in a river, and the masculine as the river bank that's holding that water. And it's like if the water has all dried up and there's just this dry riverbank. And this is how we sometimes feel in our bodies. We feel so dry and like depleted and just kind of exhausted. And like there's no energy, there's no aliveness, there's no nourishment, there's no radiance. And if I was to go have a bath, and this often happens, it's like filling that river back up with water. And now suddenly I've got this river of this beautiful stream of water flowing inside of me, this nourishing, beautiful, alive, vibrant water that brings life to everything around it. And when I can take a moment to go give my feminine what it needs, even if for you it's just like she wants to go put her feet on the grass for 5 minutes. She wants to go have a cup of tea. She wants to go lay on the floor and listen to some music and just do some stretching. It's like going from having this riverbank that is dry and cracked and devoid of any life, and you're trying to push yourself from that place to get things done, which just burns you out, versus doing something to go and fill that beautiful riverbank up with water. And that water nourishes the soil. It grows plants, it grows flowers, it feeds animals. It brings beauty, it brings radiance, and that is what it's like for us as women. When we go and do something to take care of our body, to listen to our body, to listen to our feminine, we then get to bring that beautiful flow of life force that we've just filled up our riverbank with, our bodies with. We get to overflow that into our creations, our relationships, into whatever we're doing. And do you know how much more easy and nourishing and magnetic it is to work from that place? That is why we need to learn to move at the true pace of our bodies, honor our bodies, slow down and nourish ourselves more as women. Because this is our gift. We're here to be magnetic. We're not here to push and fuss and hustle and force. No, 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 that's not our way. We're here to be magnetic, but we have to take care of our body and our energy in order to do that. So I hope you've enjoyed this conversation. This felt really important for me to bring through. I really wanted to go deeper on the Instagram post that I wrote and share more about it. If this has all resonated with you, I would love to invite you to either join us in Divine Femme. Enrollments are now open. Come and walk this beautiful path of the feminine and really learn how to reconnect with your body, nourish yourself, come into your fullest, brightest, most radiant expression, reconnect with your power, become the woman that you truly desire to be, so that every area of your life can start to thrive as a result because of who you're being and because of the energy that you're now bringing. And if you want to come to the free training happening on Wednesday the 24th, go down to the show notes, find the link for Reclaim Your Feminine free training. I would love to see you there. We're going to go even deeper into all of this, and it will give you a beautiful feel of what we're going to work on in Divine Femme as well. Thank you so much for being tuned into this episode, my love. If you love this episode, make sure you are subscribed to Awaken Radio, either on your favorite podcast app. Come and subscribe on YouTube. All of the podcasts are now on YouTube. You want to make sure you never miss an episode. Share this episode with a friend. Share it to your stories. Come and support the podcast and everything I'm creating here. And leave the show a 5-star review if you love this podcast. It would really support the work that I'm doing. Thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to talking to you again next time.